What a game of cricket.
Oh, great game. Shame there's a loser, to be honest. I mean that. I think Sussex battled really, really hard today in particular. Great stand, Chris Jordan, David Visa. I thought that was a wonderful stand. Strange wicket because a lot of people got out early, and then if you got in, formed a partnership, it was quite difficult to chisel people out. So I was really impressed with the way that we stuck to our guns and kept going all the way to the end. And obviously, in particular, Miguel, because 12 wickets in the game is a mighty fine effort. And he ran in hard, and he kept going, and he tried hard all the way through. And he was all the things that Otis Gibson said he would be, which is a real hard trier. And he deserved his wickets. Amazing way of finishing it with two great catches. And then the brilliant seeing the stumps skittled first ball. But as I said earlier, I think it was a shame that there had to be a loser because... two sides went hard, and it was a great game of cricket over 3 days.
You must have thought he'd have probably gone when Visa and Jordan did get together.
Yeah, definitely. I thought that their stand was going to be the crucial stand, but we needed a breakthrough. When Visa took that single with 10 needed, exposing Briggsy and McGoffin, I thought that was our chance, and he did it in amazing fashion. So. It's only two balls, you know, numbers 10 and 11, but that was the real chance that we had, and he took it.
You're always big on your fielding, but two bits of fielding today by Brett D'Oliveira, one a brilliant catch and the other a run out, changed the game, really.
Yeah, Brett's a great fielder, we all know that, and sometimes when he makes an odd mistake, his head drops a little bit, and he doesn't need to, because he does some brilliant things for us, and he's only human and does make mistakes, but when he makes a mistake, you're surprised, because he's such a good fielder, but... it was a great catch by Darrell as well. And as he said before lunch, that run out was a really important wicket because Robinson had sort of got himself in, and one of those guys who got to 30 or 40, and he was looking a bit dangerous against us.
What was the story with Big Old Cummins? You obviously don't know international commitments next season. Is there a chance that Worcestershire would be going after him again?
Well, there's quite a bit of international cricket for West Indies. However, we've got John Hastings coming, and when you see Miguel bowl as well as he did today, you always think, crikey, we'd love to have him on our side. But John's also a tremendous cricketer and a great bloke for the dressing room. So you can only play one, you can play two in the 2020s. But Miguel at the moment has been fantastic, and pay tribute to what a great effort once again that he did for us. 12 wickets is an amazing effort, and he worked really hard for them.
Last evening, maybe you should have almost put the game to bed. We lost 5 wickets for 5 runs there, so you could have left sort of 350, almost 400, couldn't you?
Yeah, but and you're right, and we know that. But it was the nature of the wicket. You know, wickets came in all sorts of tumbles, and throughout the game, both Sussex and Worcester had spells where wickets just fell. So. We can't be too harsh on the back end, lads. You know, they get us out of jail a lot, and it's a surprise sometimes when Leachy or Barney or Miguel, even in the first innings, don't quite get the runs that you think they do well. You should do every single time they go out to bat, and that's not the case of top order batters, let alone guys down the order. So, but there's some other good things. I mean, I thought Coxey's 250s were very good in the context of the match, and I also thought Jordan's batting in both innings was excellent. So it was a great game of cricket, and what an advert for county cricket. You know, this is Division 2, believe it or not. You've got some good attacks there, and you know, Sussex put out a mighty fine attack. They had 4 or 5 guys from overseas playing against us, so it makes it an even better win.